If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So this furious bride has slammed guests for declining the wedding invite due to COVID-19.
Right.
But she is told, like, some people are on her side. They're like, oh, come on. You're really not going to go to the wedding? Come on. Just social distance, wear a mask, and you'll be just fine at the wedding.
She was trying to guilt him into going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just real quick, anybody have a wedding coming up and maybe you had people decline going? How did you react? I mean, that I had to call mine off for now.
Yeah, me too. Heartbreaking.
you called yours off
what?
The whole time.
Just let me get in.
I had
this.
A set date.
Me too.
You did
when
not.
When was yours? When was yours?
I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, me neither. Wow. I'm not telling you either.
I'll say it was going to be in September.
Mine was going to be in Mulai.
Yeah, no, just lie.
No, it was at
lie.
The end. It was at the end of Mulai.
You know, it was going to be, yes, you lie.
It was going to be Mulai 33rd.
It was going to be the month of you lie.
I was getting married on Mulai 33rd.
No.
Yeah. It was going to be a beautiful ceremony.
Nope. He was not. He has no intentions of getting married.
But this gosh darn nabbit COVID came in and ruined everything.
Well, I'm still going to get mine done.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so what's up, Justine?
Yes.
Hi, Justine.
What do you think of this lady? She's upset because people turned down her wedding invite.
I don't blame this bride, to be quite honest. Like, this is, like, she's going to make herself sick with worry because this is freaking crazy. Like, this is all overhyped. Like, she could just.
What's overhyped?
Still have the. This is the COVID thing is overhyped. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. We got one
it's
of
like
these
a
on the floor.
Come on. And this is insane that people don't want to go. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, everybody,
I think people are worried about their health.
Right.
And the health of others.
No.
So you think you're one of these people that thinks that this is the corona thing is a conspiracy?
Yeah, I do. And I think people are worried about being too PC and no one's trying to tell the truth. And this is, I mean, come on, you guys. This is the biggest day of a woman's life. It's her freaking wedding day. Okay. Like, it's not. It's like you're taking two people and you're bringing them together for the rest of your life, and really because of some stupid flu, because of something like that's not even real.
You don't think it's a legitimate reason why people are telling this lady that, hey, we're not going to be able to attend your wedding because of COVID?
It's the flu. You sneeze, you get over it, you're fine. Like, this is people are being so ridiculous about this. These are sheeple not going to her wedding, okay? Doing what all these people who are trying to control us, trying to control society. They're trying to tell us what to do, trying to make us subservient. This is crazy.
You think that they've made up COVID to keep us all subservient?
The people like her are real.
And the people that are, as you call them, controlling us.
Right. Make us subservient.
They subservient, and they want us
to live
in fear. They want us to live in fear. They want to control us. Listen, okay, hold on a second. My good friend has incredibly solid evidence that aliens are working with controllers to steal our energy, okay? They're trying to take our energy. They're trying to control us. Humans have energy in their bodies that aliens can use, right? It gives them special powers. And my friend has evidence.
What? Did she just go into an alien or stealing our energy thing? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We were talking about COVID,
and
right?
So then
this is the same lady.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Did we just
switch
calls?
Are you saying that they came up with corona so that we'll all be stationary so that the aliens can steal our energy? Because if we're moving around and stuff, they can't get our energy. And so that if we're just trapped, then they can get our energy?
Yeah. Yes, and they're in Nevada because they like the heat. The government just came out and said that aliens exist, you guys. I don't understand why this is weird to you. Like, they are real. The government acknowledged it.
And you think that the aliens have something to do with corona?
100%. It's all in an attempt to control society, to control the human population. I mean, my friend had a real conversation with an alien. an alien, like an alien life form, but like an alien.
Okay. And what did the alien tell your friend?
That we all have to understand that they are here to try and control us, and that the government is basically just telling us what to do.
Why would the alien tell your friend that? Why would the alien be like, hey,
it's a good alien, we're looking out.
We're coming here to take over.
I my friend swore me to secrecy as to the level.
Swore you to secrecy?
Yes, certain kinds of information. So I can only talk about certain kinds of information with you guys.
Yo.
Okay? Like, and this is about all that I feel like I can talk about safely.
It is Looney Tune land out there, man.
Okay.
It is.
And
I just hope this woman still has her wedding.
She's a monster.
This is crazy. Like, this is her special day, and she hopefully only gets one of these. I mean, I've had two, but she hopefully only gets one.
Eric, what's up, buddy? You want to talk to the space alien lady?
Yes. Where's the loony bin? When
people are calling her Alexis Jones.
InfoWars. You're the one that's not paying attention to what's really out there, man. But go ahead. Call me crazy. All right. Whatever.
You believe in aliens? I'm like crazy. But yeah, I think
the fact that you don't believe in aliens makes you crazy. They're real. Our government said so, by the way. Our government is trying to control us. So,
we're in contact with aliens.
Infowars.com.
That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir.